It was the mother who first approached me. "Are you the priest?" she asked. "Yes, I'm the priest," I replied. "Would you ever do me a favour?" "That's my daughter over there," she said, "and she's expecting her first child. Would you give her a blessing?" The daughter had just lit a candle and was praying silently in the far corner of the church. In time, she arrived, and together we prayed, thanking God for the gift of life, new life, and for the safe delivery of our child and for her own happiness. The event of that day brought back memories to me of my first time in parish work more than 40 years ago. How every Monday afternoon, as one of the chaplains, I used to visit patients in the local hospital. And my favourite ward to visit was the maternity ward. How many mothers would regularly ask for a blessing. And then they might tell you about the novena prayer they were saying, and how they exchanged prayers with other mothers who were there. That maternity ward was like a house of prayer, a retreat centre. Children were welcomed into this life through the intercession of Gerard Magella, Mary the Mother of God, and other favourite saints. When I think about it, it delighted me to think and to remember that my mother, a woman of faith, probably prayed me into life as did my father. What a beautiful way to be welcomed to life. And Mary, the Mother of God, that woman of faith, could she have been any different? The one who accepted God's gift of life, carried it for 9 months, and gave birth to Jesus Christ in an atmosphere of prayer, of trust, and of faith. And that's what Advent is about, waiting in prayer for God's gift of life. I pray that Christ may be born afresh in my heart this Advent, and that I may say with Mary, "The Almighty has done great things for me."